Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
Go Loud.
What's up and all? Welcome to episode 105 of the Conway's podcast. You're very welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you see the Michael B. Jordan fella won an Oscar?
No.
He's in out.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I actually did.
He went for an In-N-Out burger afterwards. Do you see that, Leanne? Of course you did. You're on the radio. You see everything. Mm-hmm. You have to see it. You have to have your eyes pinned back in the mornings. Go on the internet now. See what's good.
Let's go down.
And then you go on, you're like, Michael B. Jordan had a burger in In-N-Out with his Oscar. It was pretty cool though, wasn't it?
You weren't expecting him to win though, were you?
No, I thought Timothy Chalamet. But you gave out about ballet dancing or something. That's
Who?
Why he didn't win it. Am I right in saying that? Saying that it's easy or something like that. Or it's not, I don't know what he said. Jared told me today. But I honestly thought Timothy Chalamet. Because he won the BAFTA, didn't he, Leanne?
Yeah.
So usually when you win a BAFTA, you win the Oscar. Don't you?
Do you though?
Most of the time you do, yeah.
Why?
They go hand in hand, I think.
Oh, but, really?
Michael B. Jordan. Where would you, if you won an Oscar, where would you go for something to eat after?
If I won an Oscar? LA?
I'd go, in Ireland.
No.
If it was held in
anywhere
Ireland,
now.
I'd go to 50-50.
What? Would you?
In Ashbourne, yeah.
You're messing.
What are you messing? I'd probably go to...
I'd go to Domino's. I'd get a Domino's to the hotel room.
Yeah, and Jesse Buckley won.
Who?
An Oscar. Amy didn't know who Jessie Buckley was.
You didn't either know who she was.
I knew what she was in. I knew seen her in some things before.
What?
Stuff.
Like name them, go on.
Hamna.
You were dope because you hadn't a clue. You were like, yeah, I never heard of her either. This is where she from. You goes, I don't bleed in
them. I don't think I said it like
you
that.
You did say it like that.
I said,
like, I don't bleed in them.
I said, yup, Jessie Buckley, remember her in the Gaiety.
No, you didn't.
Went to Gaiety with her.
No, you didn't.
I went to Gaiety with her and Paul Mescal.
And then what happened to you?
They made it and I didn't. I didn't get to call you.
You might get invited with me next year.
Amy's on this buzz, right? And I don't know if she's messing with me or not. But she keeps saying, I want to be an actor.
I am going to be one. But I want to be in shows like Desperate Housewives and...
Yeah. I was like you need to start off in Ireland. Like, you need to like audition for things and get a...
I don't.
An agent and get a show reel together. And she's like, no, I'm just going to go to America. I'm going to start in America. And I'm like, well, how are you going to do that? And she's like, I don't want to be in Aunt Irish. I want to be in something American like Desperate Housewives. And that's the end of it.
Yeah, but I do want to be. That's what I'm going to do. That is just going to be it. I've been practicing my accents and I'm going to get you to record my show reel.
Do your American accent.
No, I'm keeping it all together for when I star in that series of Desperate Housewives, The Comeback. Oh, yeah.
The Comeback one?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you.
Anybody that did watch Desperate Housewives, tell me, after the last season, did you go straight back to season one, episode one? Because I did.
Literally finish and then watch it again.
Oh, my God.
Nine seasons.
I love it. It's the best show that I've ever seen. And that's, God honest truth, it's amazing. Mm.
I forgot to say to everyone...
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
I was going to say that.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, guys. Hope you have a good one.
Are you all going to the parade to stand on your dad's shoulders?
If you have a dad.
If you have one, because I don't. We don't have dads, so we...
I do have a dad. Stop saying I don't have a dad when I do.
You don't, though.
I do.
I haven't.
No, you don't.
So I can't go to the parade.
Why?
Cause me
you
dad.
Wouldn't go to parade anyway.
Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair. No, remember that? In Austin Powers?
No. No, I don't, you.
Are you going to watch the parade on the telly?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, it's probably on now as we're talking.
Is the shops open tomorrow?
I don't know. Yeah, business as usual, Leanne, isn't it?
How, like, why do you keep going to Leanne asking that?
Because Leanne like, knows. She has to know.
Why does she have to know if the shops are open?
If I'm not even in here, like I send Leanne a voice note and I'm like, here, Leanne, is it business
is the bus
as
due,
you?
Yeah?
What time is the bus at, Leanne? She's like, I don't know, Darren, I'm on 98FM. Live, actually. I'm like, all right, ask the listeners what time the bus is at. Because I'm standing there about 40 minutes.
Well, you should know if Lidl is open or not. Are they business as usual?
I don't know if they're open or not. How am I supposed to know if they're open?
Because you're the face of Lidl these days.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are. And you love Lidl. You love going in there.
Oh, I was on a... I was doing a thing with Lidl. Or whatever you call
Lidl.
It. Little Lidl. Lidl. Lidl.
Remember, no, we had an appointment one time, right? And we were coming out of the aisle and the security guard, right? Very nice man. The security man goes, so you're going to just come out here, right? And you know where Little's is? And I was like, no.
He's like, you're going,
just there,
so
look.
I'm going to let you out this door because that door's closed and I'm not normally supposed to do this. So you're going to come out here and then go up there where Little's is.
Little's. And I was like, Little's? I was thinking like...
Do you ever see them outfits that just say things like Petrolittle, Petrolittle Little's yeah. And like, what's another one? Hospital, or whatever. I think they pronounce it wrong on purpose just to be more.
No,
Dublin.
But he was dead serious, and I was like,
Littles.
Littles, where's that? And then he's like, pointing at there, and I was like, you mean Little? Little. And he's like, yeah, Littles. Go on, I'll see yous later. I was like, fucking hell.
Mm.
It's mad.
I think they want on purpose, though.
They don't do it.
They sound more from more Dublin. They want to be let everyone know that they're old school, you know? Petrolittle.
Nobody says that.
Stick a bit of petrol in the tank there.
No one says that.
My granddad used to.
Doesn't anymore.
You know, because he's brown bread.
Oh my God.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, but like no one says that. I've never heard anyone saying that.
Wait, yeah, well, my granddad used to fix myself bits all over the place to keep pulling at me top. I can hear myself getting bigger.
Do you hear that?
Oh.
No one cares.
Stop.
Did you get your mum around nice family this day?
Jesus, there's loads of seasons in this episode. Loads of occasions.
Yeah.
I got me a white house. What's it called? White house.
White company.
White company candle. Did you ever hear them, Leanne?
Will you leave Leanne alone?
Just asking for her approval. The White House company. Candle. Lovely smells in there. Everything's real white. Very expensive though. Got her that. Flowers. And €100 on a card.
And a balloon.
And a balloon.
Yeah.
You got your mom. Because you're not a ma.
I am.
To the dogs.
To two dogs, yeah. I'm a dog mom. You didn't get me anything.
I did.
You didn't?
I did.
What?
Loads of stuff.
Like what?
Feed you every day.
What's that got to do with Aunt?
If I wasn't with you, you wouldn't survive.
Are you for real?
You wouldn't know what to be doing with yourself.
Like, what do you mean? I would actually. You'd probably be in America now, in Desperate Housewives to come back.
You'd be on
but
the drink.
No, I'm here.
You'd
with
be on
you.
The drink, you would.
No, I would not. I don't drink. I actually don't drink anymore.
I haven't had one sip of alcohol since New Year's.
I don't think I will be drinking ever again.
January, February, March. Yeah, like nearly 4 months.
Honestly, 4 months. It's just not even worth it.
What do you think of that, Leanne?
Yeah.
And I'm only keep talking to Leanne now because you told me not to.
Why?
Because I'll do whatever you say not to do, I'll do it.
Why?
Because I want to. Mad like that, I am.
Oh my God.
Who was it that came up to us and said that they listened to the podcast?
I don't know. What you mean?
And I was like, you're one of the five listeners.
Where?
I went to the Irish Audio Awards. I was being interviewed with Joe. Do you remember?
Oh, the other day?
Mm, yeah. A fella came up and said he listens to this podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I said, what episode are you on? He said, 200. I went, ha! Not even 200 in. The lawyer.
So he doesn't?
He does listen, I'm only messing. But we went to the audio awards.
Did you win them something?
No.
Why?
They were for ads, audio ads. Like, you know, the ones you hear on the radio and that.
Yeah.
Great insight to the industry. Yeah. Here, Dame, you have one for you, right?
What?
Did you ever say something and think to yourself that you sound like your ma?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah. I done my research. Yeah. I went door to door.
Did you?
Yeah. And it seems, this is what the information I got. It seems that 37 is the age when we can when we start repeating phrases our mothers used when we were children. Like, what would you say, Leanne? What did your man?
You just called this episode Leanne. Honest to God.
Like the barn door.
It's in that in front of you.
Oh yeah, got it. Yeah.
In the barn door.
Example.
You don't leave the door open. You don't live in a barn. That's
you're born
you
in
mean.
A barn, yeah. My man never used to say that.
What did your man used to say?
Don't leave the door open, you little fool.
No, she used to say, don't be letting the heat out.
No, she used to bait me.
Who your man did?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Don't leave that door open, you little fool, you.
And then she'd clat you across the head with a sweeping brush.
She would never.
Or a wet mop.
She hit me with an action man before. I was being a terrible boy. Terrible.
Yeah, well, I didn't do any justice for you.
Or else money doesn't grow on trees.
Did your ma used to say that?
Yeah.
My ma.
And I used to say, yeah, it did though. Because money is made of trees.
That's just being cheeky.
I know, yeah, and then she broke an action man on me back. Split in two. Dr. X off the back. Wasn't even action man, it was Dr. X off the nut. Remember Dr. X?
No.
He was action man's arch nemesis.
I have nothing to say to you.
Dr. X.
I'm disgusted by
Leanne, do you remember Action Man?
Neither. I don't.
Remember Dr. X? It was Action Man's arch nemesis. He had an eye patch on and he had a baldy crust on him.
A baldy what?
Baldy no.
Jesus. It's terrible.
It's a sound. Broken on me back. Or don't talk with your mouth full and don't eat that or you'll spoil your dinner. Oh,
what would your ma say?
She'd say, don't talk with your mouth full, you little fool, or this action man's getting bounced off your head.
No, she didn't.
No, she used to say, don't eat with your mouth. No, she wouldn't even say
you
that.
You do still eat with your mouth full.
Don't eat that or you'll spoil your dinner. I'll say, don't be talking to me like that. It's only a biscuit. It's only a bourbon cream, ma. Relax.
You'd never say that to your ma. You'd say it to your nanny.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, remember your nanny said that?
No, my nanny used to chase me up the stairs and he used to have to lock myself in the bathroom and I go, ha! Can't get me.
Why would you change?
Just being cheeky.
You should feel in your pocket.
Yeah. I used to fucking hate eating dinners at me, ma, and my nanny. I used to be sitting there crying, eating it.
Why?
And then I'd put it all in my mouth and go, I'm just going to the toilet. And then I'd go up and spit it in the toilet and flush it.
Why?
Fill my pockets as well and go out onto the road and throw it on the grass.
That's terrible. You do feel bad about throwing things that are from your house outside.
Yeah, I used to have that thing where like...
You still have it?
Like if I had a packet of Crips, if I brought a packet of Crips outside my house, I was
you still
aware
do
of
it.
I couldn't like part with it. I couldn't throw the packet of Crips away like in the bin, like outside. I'd have to bring it back to the house and throw it in the bin because it's from my house like. Like, I feel bad for that packet of crisps out there flying around.
Oh, Darren, I worry about you.
Why?
Because you're such a weirdo.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, God.
Anything, not just crisps. And
like what?
Chocolate bars and all. Biscuit wrappers would be like, oh,
did we ever tell that story? Remember when we had to go and get tires for the car?
What?
We opened it.
Yeah, we
did
talk
about all the boxes in it.
Yeah, we said it.
That was gas. What did your ma used to say to you? Like a saying that your ma would always say?
A big heap of destruction.
Jesus Christ, your ma was horrible. What the fuck?
A big heap of destruction.
Really?
No. I'll brain you. Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah. I actually only heard that from you.
I'll brain you.
Because you said you'd brain me once.
I'll fucking brain you. I'm like, what, ma? It's only a bidet out in the toilet. A little roasty. There's carrots all up the stairs. There's a carrot trail all the way up to the jacks.
Oh.
I'm going to break this action man off your head.
Brain you. You do say things like that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You told me long ago you're going to brain me.
What are you on about? No, I didn't say I'll brain you.
She goes, oh my God, stop.
Amy, that's an old school thing. You can't say that these days to people. Or everyone,
say it to me.
Everyone will think you're Andrew Tate or something.
Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah.
That manosphere, yeah.
That manosphere. Jeez. I bet you're going to ask Leanne now. Did she watch it?
Did you watch it, Leanne? You want to get going? That's one thing that I say to the dogs. Get going. No, if they start like acting the bollocks, I go, get going. And then you just do that. Then I get the action manual from 1994. What are you laughing at?
So you got action man when you were two?
Yeah. No, Barney and Mike, off just action man.
She broke it off your back when you were two.
Yeah, sicko.
Your mom makes me laugh, right? Because she starts roaring at you and you just run. You just run away. You're like 40.
Why do you keep saying I'm 40 when I'm not?
No, but like the age, yeah. And your face is always the same. Like, you know, she'd be like, oh, fuck off, Darren. And you're gone. You just need a man.
Just a trail of dust.
Oh, stop.
I don't know if you're going like Emma.
Why?
Don't know.
Do I look like me, ma?
Yeah.
Do I?
Image.
You're the image of your ma.
No, I'm not.
There you
are. I don't look like my ma. Take that back.
You do look like your ma with short hair and a beard.
Anyone can look like that ma with short hair and a beard.
No, but like you really do. Like, you're the image of your ma.
Am I?
Yeah. You are. You went into his ma's house yesterday, right? And she's dishing up the dinner for herself and Phyllis, right? And he robbed a roast potato off one of the plates.
No, it wasn't off the plate. She took them out of the oven. She asked me that I want one. I said, yeah.
No, you took it off the plate. And your mum was like, that was my feeling.
No, you're a
dog. You were like, fuck off. And then she goes, I'll brain you.
Then she chased me upstairs and locked myself in the bathroom. And I said, you can't get me now. Then wait for like an hour for things to settle down and just turn the key and look out. Just waiting there with an action man.
At the end of the stairs like that. Off, like.
I didn't rob a roast potato. She gave it to me. She goes, do you want one of them? And I said, no, there's only like five or something.
And you still took it?
Yeah, too right.
Oh, Phyllis's plate. It's bleeding terrible.
She was full from her breakfast.
She wasn't there. That's
what she told me. She goes, you have that roasty there. I'm full.
She didn't even know.
Took the plate off. Took the whole plate off her. Still starving.
You're horrible. Poor nanny.
Yeah, I don't know if you sound like Emma. I don't even know what your ma say.
She used to always say, I'd be like, why? Like, can we do this or can we do that or can we get that? And I'd say, why? And she'll say, that's why.
That's the why.
No, that's why.
No, my ma would say, that's the why. That's the why. I'm like, yeah, talk English. Speak English. What was the... Oh, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Do you know if I was like, can I get this? She'd be like, she'd either say no, yes, or else I'll see. And when she said I'll see,
yeah.
You were getting it.
No, you weren't getting it.
No, I got it every time she said.
Yeah, but you were spoiled.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you wore her. You actually wore.
You were spoiled.
No, I was not.
Yeah, you got an X Factor machine.
Yeah.
Karaoke machine on a Wednesday.
Not on a Wednesday.
Because you asked for it and they brought you to Smith's and got it.
Never got it on a Wednesday.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You used to get, anytime you wanted something, you're like, I want that. And your mum would be like, no bother, Amy.
No, she did not, are you for real?
Yeah, and you used to throw things at your sister.
Oh my God, no, I didn't. You're just saying that because you know what story I'm going to tell next. About you throwing the newspaper at your nanny. Oh, do you remember that? And then he goes, I'll brain you.
Imagine throwing a newspaper at you, nanny. Newspapers are sore if you roll them up.
Why, who did that to
it's
you?
It's like a brick.
Who did that to you?
You don't want to know.
Who?
Don't want to talk about it. With me nanny.
Wasn't your nanny?
Chased me up the stairs with a newspaper.
No way.
I locked myself in the bathroom. What age do you think is old?
Old? 70s.
So your nanny's old?
80s.
Your nanny's 80, isn't she?
No.
What is she?
She's not 70 yet.
Your nanny's the same age as my ma.
Yeah. Yeah, she would be, yeah.
Imagine that,
Leanne. They're friends, like, they go to Slim World together, his mammy nanny. I know.
They used to be counting sins and all.
Yeah, they put on half a pound each this week.
Oh, yeah, I got me ma a macaroon bar. It's probably going to be in the press for 2 years.
No, she would have eaten that, no.
When I was younger, I used to think that my teachers were old.
Yeah.
Like, your teachers in school, like.
Mm, so did I.
But they'd be only in, like, 19.
Do you ever get one teacher in school and they're always pregnant?
No.
Yeah, we had teachers that were just, like, constantly pregnant. You're like, she's having another one.
Popping
I'd love them,
them
kids, like, because she was a horrible teacher. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they were horrible teachers, but they were obviously...
Yeah, they were nice at home. But you do think that they were horrible at the time, but they're actually not.
Well, Gen Z, right, think that...
Where are you getting this info?
I've done the door-to-door survey.
Oh, right.
And Gen Z got back to me and said that 62 is an age that you're officially old.
No, you're not.
60, I just feel like that's a very specific number. 62.
62, no, you're not.
If that's the case, 60 is, say, round it off to 60.
You're not old. No way.
Honestly, when I was younger, I'd have said 30's old.
Yeah, but years ago when you looked at it, like, when I was younger, I was like, I want to have a house and have kids and be married and all by the time I'm 30.
Yeah, well,
now, I know I'm married, but, like, I haven't got a house and I haven't got kids or, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you do think you're going to be at a certain place at a certain time in your life and you're not. It's all just a load of shy.
Well, I feel old.
You are old.
I'm 34 this year.
Oh, that's not old.
I can't believe I'm 34 this year, man.
Why?
Still doing TikToks. Age me. I'm going to have to start getting a retirement plan in place.
Well, I'm paying a pension at the moment.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Every month down my wages, I have to take... It's a new thing that they brought in. So they take a percentage.
Mm.
I pay... Like, the company pays it. And
yeah, it's a pension scheme.
It.
Yeah, I know. They exist in every job.
Well, this is only new that it's that you have to do.
I used to do it when I was in the pub.
No, you didn't.
I was in the union.
No, you weren't in the union.
I was in the union when I was working in the pub.
What union?
The union.
What's it called?
The union.
No, there's a union for everything.
It was the pub union. The union. Like, hey, oh, son, give us that tenner there for the union. And you give him a tenner for the union. And then I'm sure it was going into his credit union. I'd say it was going into his credit union.
The way you say credit union. Credit union.
Credit union.
Credit union.
Credit union.
Say it.
I say it with a G. Credit union.
Why?
Don't know, it's just me ma. Maybe that's something that me ma used to say to me when I was younger. I'll put a tenner in your credit union.
Put your communion money in your credit union.
Yeah, me ma robbed all that.
Oh my God, no she didn't.
She did.
You paid your ma out to be horrible. No birthday cakes are out.
They'll be only joking though. I have a few questions here. Will I read them out?
Yeah, go on.
This one is from the Mick fella in Kildare. Darren, if you started a podcast about soccer, what would you call it? And which former soccer player would be your co-host? I'd call it the soccer fella. I wouldn't even call it soccer, football. Maybe I'd call it the overlap taken. Well, what would I call it? What do you think I should call it?
Conway's predictions.
That could be a film, man. Conway's weekly football predictions with guests. Is that too long?
No.
Welcome back to another episode of Conway's weekly football predictions with guests. And today I'm joined by Amy.
Now, who would you pick? He's asking you.
I'd love to get John O'Shea on first because me and him are mates.
You're mates with everyone, you. You think you are?
I guarantee if John O'Shea walked in here now, you wouldn't even remember me.
No.
I go, John, what's the story, bud? How are you keeping? And you go, who are you? I'd say, I'm the host of Darren's weekly predictions football. Forget the name of it. How are you keeping? And he'd be like, yeah, good, John. Like, how's the order?
About four podcasts.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with that name. Darren's football. Darren's weekly football predictions with guests.
Okay. And Credit Union.
Oh, who would? Which former soccer player would be a co-host? Roy Keane. Next. This woman is for you. Amy, would you rather present love for the love of dogs or go on Dancing with the Stars?
I couldn't take over Paul O'Grady's place, I don't think.
It's finished now because he's...
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, I don't really watch it.
You said you'd win Dancing with the Stars though.
I'd love to go on Dancing with the Stars. But they'd be like, who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
But I think I'd be good on that.
That's what they'd be all saying that. Who is that?
Like, who's she?
Has a podcast and goal out.
Has 5 listeners.
They'd have anyone on that show these days, yeah?
No, I would actually love it. Would you go on it?
No, never.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Well, I would.
Me arse and all of you.
Well, mine wouldn't. Yours definitely would be.
Oh, stop. Imagine me in a leotard. Like Benson Boone going around the gaff.
Like Freddie Mercury. Oh,
yeah, but yes. I'd be like Benson Boone on Dancing with the Stars.
No, I would do Dancing with the Stars, 100%.
I wouldn't. I'm waiting for I'm a Celebrity to get me out of here when I'm a celebrity.
Well, you already think that you're this big celebrity anyway.
Oh, no, just haven't broke the UK, yeah.
I'm going to brain you.
I'm going to abort you. So Mick has a bonus here. A bonus he's making his own bonus up now, so here we go. role play slash improv scenario. Amy's in the back of a taxi with the monk. He tells Amy about his plan to become a TD and wants Amy to help with his campaign. See you later. How's it going? How come we're shared in this taxi?
Because it's just too much going on.
Will you help me with my campaign, will you?
Yeah, I'll give you a hand. What do you want me to do?
I just go around, hand out a few flyers or something. I don't know. You're like a dying wasp.
All right.
See you later.
Love you. Love you, the monk.
Love you, the monk. Right, I have one from Derek. Has Darren done any driving lessons yet?
No.
No? I have a learner permit, though.
I think 3 people asked you today about driving lessons and you're like, no. Like, it does not faze you that you're 34 and you don't drive. It
doesn't bother me.
How does it not bother you? Like, you have to start driving there.
News in. I have to do a podcast after that shoot on Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a stall.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I know you're going to go mad at me.
I'll brain you.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
I haven't done the lessons, but I'll get to it.
Monday.
Yeah. All right. So we'll leave it there for this week. Happy Paddy's Day.
Lovely time.
Hope you had a great Mother's Day. Bring the dogs on a walk tonight. And have yourself a merry Paddy's Day and get yourself something to eat.
Lovely. Slán that.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.